דבי, סוג השיר, סוג הבוי יומס עם עמוד, הוא בונה בעמוד, הוא בונה בעמוד, הוא גבי היוד, and the age we have shasuke, so then we don't have actual mechitzes, it's only the play amud, so it's not an actual mechitze, it's an imaginary mechitze, it has a din mechitze, so we don't apply the aloche of budasik. So according to the Rambam, in other words, that the Rambam agrees with the Rambam, just as the Ramban says, that the reason is why Rav Mordechai has an abay is because the avir amud is not an issue sayochit. Why? Because the gudasik mechitzah doesn't apply to amud. Gudasik mechitzah applies only to ekzom mechitzahs, not to din mechitzahs. And mimele, by amud we don't have ekzom mechitzahs, we only have legal mechitzahs. So mimele we don't apply the aloha of gudasik mechitzah. So mimele we don't say rishtayochit ilad rokiya by amud. The Rambam Shita is also like that, but with one fundamental difference. According to the Ramban, so in view of the fact that Gudasik doesn't apply to Amud, so Mimele, Enoch and Ahmed, the Avir of the Amud is not a Rishis HaYochid. But the Rambam says in so many words, in the Shabbos, that not only the Rishis HaYochid, that is Mukef with actual Mechitzes, is Eilad Lorakia, but even an Amud is Eilad Lorakia. The Avur Amud is also Eilad Lorakia. So then the question arises, since the Shittas HaRambam is that when the Gemara says, Bina Mechitzes Mikores Uleke, so it doesn't mean Gabi Suke will require Mechitzes Mikores, but it means in general, in order to apply the Aloche of Gudasik Mechitzte, we need Mechitzes Mikores, not this special Aloche in Suke. So it's like the Ramban Shite. In other words, we don't say Gabi Amud, that is a din mechitze, not an actual mechitze. But the Ramban says that Enoch and Amud is not Eilad Rokia. But the Rambam says that even the Avir at top of the Amud is also Rish Hayochid, because Rish Hayochid Eilad Rokia. So the question arises, how can it be considered to be Eilad Rokia if the Aloche of Gudasik, according to the Rambam, just as according to the Ramban, does not apply to Amud? So Rabbi Chaim says the Shittas HaRambam is that Rishis HaYochid Eilad Lerokia is a special halacha. We don't have to resort to Gudasik. You see, the Ramban Shitta is that the Rishis HaYochid Eilad Lerokia is based upon Gudasik. So Mimele by Amud there is no Gudasik, so it's not Eilad Lerokia. But the Rambam Shitta is there is a special halacha, that the Rishus HaYochid is Geila Demoke Imad Lerokia. So since at the bottom it is a Rishus HaYochid, so the whole Avir Ad Lerokia is not Rishus HaYochid. Not because of the Mechitzes are imagined to go up, but a special Aloche, that the Rishus HaYochid is Geila Demoke Imad Lerokia. So that's the Gabi Shabbos, Mashenkin Gabi Suke. So Mimele since Sabaye thought that there is a loch of Gudasik, so Mimele it's a good suke. But Rove said, "Be mechitzes mikores uleke." Not that by suke we need mechitzes mikores. In order to apply Gudasik, we need mechitzes mikores. Mechitzes mikores means an actual mechitz. All right, and then the Mir in suke says that. That the pshat be mechitzes mikores is not that it's a loch in suke. It's a din in Gudasik.
Hoysa Gvoyo.
מ-20, ובונו בו עמוד, קובעי עשור, ויש ממנו לכל רוח 4 עמוד, שאין כאן הלכס דיק נעקומו. So he mentions only when there is a distance of 4 עמוד from the Kesar, because if there is less than Dalet Ames in the distance between the Kesar and the Omud, so then there is a loch of Defna Akumo that we consider the part of the Schach as an extension of the day. Namely in Hoyul Vor, so Avzuptu, so Hoyfna Esrobese. Why? Because being on Mechitis Nikolis. So the Mir explains it. Namely in Hoyul Vor Amud Ze, Govei Asor, הרי ארבע רוחי סוף מחיצסי ונחשי רסו עמוד מבין גודסיק מחיצס על השכח שאינם רים גודסיק not אינם רים ביסוקי גודסיק אלו כזה קורס שאינם רים גודסיק אלו במחיצס אני קורס אלו מחיצס אני קורס now then and then later he says ויהי שאלים בשמוע זו ממה שאומרו במסך השבת לפרח הזירק שאם זו הכבן על תאיל גובי העשור בשבת חייב מפני שהוא רשיס היוחי אלמר לא הבינו מחיצס המקורס ואין זו שאלו שבזו היא את הצורך בו לגודסיק את שסדור בו מחיצס המקורס שאין הטעם אלו פני שכל שגובי העשור so in other words, so what's the קשה? In other words, he explained the גמורה of רובה בין מחיצס המקורס ולקה that by עמוד we do not say רשיס היוחי די ליד ברוקיע we don't say גודסיק So then he has the kashe, because Rabbi Yechanez Nabaye, Im zo hakev nal tel govei asora b'shabes, chayiv nishimu rishis ha-yochet. Ha-yochet, alme loy b'ino mechitzis likores, ve'in zu shayle, shebezu yi at the tzorich. So the Abaye of Rabbi Yechanez was only in connection with the kesel that is less than dalet. But if the kesel is dalet, then there is no shayle. There is no shayle. So, but, After all, even if the Kesel has Dalet al Dalet, but since we don't say Gudasik, so we cannot say that the Pnei Amud HaKesel go up, Mimele, the surface of the Kesel, the Gava Kesel is Mukev Mechitzes. So it should still be Poter, because it occupies space in the Mokim Tu. So he says, Vein Zo Shaile, Shebezu Yato Tzor Boli Gudasik. Achis distor bolim chitzin ekores. Why? As Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, because over there is a special aloche she hein atam el bli she kol she gavei asor v'rochet abo ein itash mishavnei rishus rabim v'dini ker rishus ayochit avloi mechitzes. In other words, it's a special aloche that the rishus ayochit is gedir the mokim ad l'rokia. What Reb Chaim says, avol bisuke l'mchitzes on etzrichim v'im kin adobo tzorich l'mchitzes ekores. So he, I mean, they want to get it out, Avrom Lis. So he says, Ayin Chidush Rav Chaim Alevi, Sukkot Perek Dal. I mean, it's the same thing that Rav Chaim says. Oh. Okay. Teisves, from Mukhev Likamos. From Mukhev Likamos. The Yosef Isha Yochidimari, the Mashma, the Davke Mukhev Likamos. The Chim, the Mukhev Likamos, Ein Kolkach Svore, She Yosef Isha Yochid, Mitam, the Achir, Meis Mechit. Avu Mekupes, Lo Shusarab, Im Vosef Isha Yochid, Shite, the Laatz, Mimam, Imam. ומשום חורי רשוס היוחי לקה לחיובה והוא הרם יהיה בחריצה דלעיל והוא הניח לי את השמישה לבני רשוס היוחי כולה היה לקיס So two things that he says here One is that the Abaye of Rabbi Yechanan deals with the case where it's mukev likamlis So in other words So how does Rashi explain it? In other words the case mukev likamlis case will say kifei biko Why you keep a biko? Why? I mean, there's the Roshna Agmor. Mushel v'kamras. Why not Mugi Loshes Rabbi? So Teisva says that in the case where the Keser converted a year to four, Rishus Rabbi minto Rishus Ayochid, then Rabbi Yechanan was sure that we say that Lachir Meisim Mechitza Lachmir Kolshu, that the Gava Keser, that converted a year to four Rishus Rabbi into a Rishus Ayochid has a din of a Rishus Ayochid. But Rabbi Yechanan the Sofik, if the Keser did not convert a year to four Rishus Rabbi into a Rishus Ayochid, but a year to four, in Torah Yochid, then Rabbi Yechanan has a sofik. Emery, the mashma, the dafke mukef likamles, the chim the mukef likamles, ein kol kach svore, she yose rishus ayochid, mitam de lachir im eise mechit. Avo mukefes lo shus arabim, vose rishus ayochid, pshite de lachir im eise mechit. Why is that a pshite? Now, Teisves doesn't say. It might be that Teisves means what the Teisves read says. Only thing is, the Teisves read itself is strange. But it's more explicit. Umukev likamales, v'yosev ishus ayochit, Pirish Dafke Ribusenakat. The Mukev Rishus Rabbi Macher, Pshita Dabi Mechitze, Shari Mechitze Shuvo Yese. Avulikamles Yeshlema, the lawyer and the midi. The beloved high case on Name Abishor Midraiser Little Pubicul. Vilka Bimilsekamai Sekoi. Utoshatule, Lahir Mes Mechitze Asmilkosh. Pirish Hoil Namely Kamles Lehai Vazir Mishes Ramasir. So this read also says that Rabbi Yechanan had the pshites that where it's Mukev Rishus Rabbi and it converted a year to four Rishus Rabbi into Rishus Ayochid, then Rabbi Yechanan knew that Lachir Mishmechid Lachmir Kolsh. But where it converted a year to four Kamles, in as much as there is no such big nafkemine, he says, because what did it accomplish, this mechitze? Before it was also muta midraise to be mitaltil. Midrabonon it was also to be mitaltil daledames before. But midraise it was muta to be mitaltil as much as he wanted in that domain, in that area, even before the mechitze was set up. So maybe it didn't accomplish anything. But even midraise it accomplished before. So if somebody threw, let's say, a ball from that area into let's say a Rishus Rabbim, so he wouldn't be chayev. Now if he'll throw a ball, a chayfetz, from this area into the Rishus Rabbim, he'll be chayev. So it all's accomplished. So why is that accomplishment not as significant as the accomplishment that he becomes mechuyev for Zeirik Mirshus Rabbim into this area? So it seems, I mean, that the Teisves Reed considers this a bigger, a lesser accomplishment than the case where the Keser, the Keser converted the year to four Rishus Rabbim into Rishus Ayochid. Because if before it was Imokim Ptur, so true, now it became a Rishus Ayochid, so true that there is a difference, there is an accomplishment vis-a-vis someone who stands in another Rishus, but vis-a-vis a person who remains and who is Meitzi and who is Zeirik in the same Rishus, there is no accomplishment. The only accomplishment in this case, where heretofore it was a Karmeles, now it's a Rishus Ayochid, is vis-a-vis someone who wants to be Meitzi from another Rishus into this Rishus. But vis-a-vis someone who wants to be Meitzi in the same Rishus and not go out of the boundaries of that Rishus, there is no Nafkemineh.
Because before Midraise, well, not Kimin Mirabonot, but Midraise, before he was allowed to carry as much as he wanted in that area, the Carmelites, and now. So, Mashem came. If the Kesel converts a heretofore Rishus Arabim into Rishus Ayochid, so then there is an accomplishment even vis-a-vis the one who wants to be Zeirik in the same Rishus, not to go out of that Rishus. So Memele, before he said Abdik Michitzes, so he was not allowed to carry Daladames in the same Rishus. Now he's allowed. So Memele, there is more of a pshites in the case of a heretofore Rishus Rabim than in the case of a heretofore Karmas. This is what the Tesis reads. So it could be that Tesis means the same thing. Emery, the mashma, davke mukaf li Karmas, the chibn di mukaf li Karmas, ein kol kach svore she yose Rishus Ayochid mitam de achir mismechit. Why? Because the Tesis reads says, it doesn't accomplish so much. It doesn't accomplish anything with the Raise vis-a-vis someone who remains in that Rishus. Avol Mikofis Rishus Rabim Vos Rishus Ayochid, so there it accomplishes vis-a-vis someone who remains in that same Rishus. He pshited Latin Amma. Then Teisve says to Nalakash. Umishum Chure Rishus Ayochid Lekel Lechiyuve Moiram Yebechitze Deliyil Dulinichet Ashmishtei Livnei Rishus Arabim Kulahai Ala Keisel. So Teisves was bothered, why did Rabbi Yechanan have a soft? And the only reason as to why the Gemara is patient that it has it in Rishus Ayochid is because of his special Kalvachemer. But why couldn't have a din? Why couldn't it have a din of Sayochid on the basis of Churin Sayochid after it's open? Why is it Gehua? Then a hole in the wall? Over Rishus Ayochid. Then the hole in the wall. So Tesis says, "Do we nichal itashmish le nevi Sayochid?" So again, from this Tesis, I mentioned it a few days ago. That so I mentioned at the time the Rashi, but it's Tesis also. Rashi says, "Ligabe Churin Sayochid." Peace Tashmish Ibn Rishus Ayochid. In other words, that the reason as to why Churin Rishus Ayochid has a Rishus Ayochid is because it becomes bottled to Rishus Ayochid. And why does it become bottled to Rishus Ayochid? Because the Rishus Ayochid are mishtamish in them. So it's based upon the Tashmish in Rishus Ayochid. So that's why it becomes bottled. So we see from Tesis also that the reason as to why Churin Rishus Ayochid is bottled to Rishus Ayochid is because of the Tashmishim. Mashim came, the Gava Kesel, so there isn't so many Tashmishim. The Rosh also says the same thing as Tesis. Mukev likamles, we also Rishus Ayochid. Davke mukev likamles. The lav asias bechitze gmurai. The gam keder lachei lohoyso Rishus Rabim. Rishus Rabim. Avol mukev Rishus Rabim vose Rishus Ayochid. Pshite lei dlatzmi mahan. U mishumchu Rishus Ayochid. Liboy le meima vlechaye. Kmo yramye bechitze deliyo. Mishmurinichet ashmishte livnei Rishus Ayochid kula haya lakis. Mamish the same thing that he says. Now, Reb Chaim in that Vato and Kaveres, so in discussing the union of Kaveres, the Machlekes, Rach and Rashi, so he asks the Kashe, even if there is Dalet al Dalet inside the Kaveres, not only in the case where there is in the hollow there is less than Dalet al Dalet and we have to be mitzarev the Uvi David HaKaveres, but even when there is Dalet al Dalet hollow without the tziruf of the Uvi David HaKaveres, so why is he poter? But after all, so the, he's the, what is the What is Erishis HaYochid? The inside of the Kaveres. But the Mikaim HaKaveres, the Uvei HaDeifet and the Shalayim, that's not. The Mikaim and the Uvei HaShalayim, so that's not Erishis HaYochid. So why? So why should it be Potter? So he says, at first he says like this, Bishleime, if we say, so Bishleime, if we say that the Tam is because of Chur Rishus HaYochid, Bishleime, if we say that the reason is to why Zohar Kaveres is Potter, because Rishus is Potter, as Rashi says, all right, so you can understand. But if we say because it's Zerik Rishus HaYochid, so the Mikaim,